Welcome, everybody. Share number 1311, and the writing is share number 463. Getting back to our Hilchas Brachas. Okay, we're in the middle of going through the halachas of the bracha of Netilas Yadayim in the morning when one wakes up. And we are seeing the distinction in halachas between washing for bread and washing in the morning. We'll come across some parallel lines a little bit, but in general, the halachas are different. Okay, so be it as it may, upon wakening in the morning, one should wash the hands. Here we see a major difference. When you're washing for bread, you have to wash two times right, two times left. And when you're washing in the morning, right, when you wake up negavaser, you have to wash alternatively. Beserugim, what we call right, left, you start right, left, right, left, right, left. And we'll see how that works. It gets rid of the ruach ra and so on. Now, if one needs to use the bathroom, they should not make the bracha of Netilas Yadayim. In other words, if possible, just quickly wash Netilas. Mishnah Berurah says like this, to wash Netilas Yadayim, and then go. A person goes to relieve themselves, I'm sorry. And then when they come out, they wash again, and then they'll make the bracha of Netilas Yadayim. This is due to the fact that one is prohibited, one is not allowed to make a bracha if they have an urge to use the bathroom. A person should keep that in mind all the time. A person shouldn't think, well, I'll hop in a bracha. Yeah, I have to use the bathroom. I'll hop in a bracha quickly before whatever. I'll take a bite of the food, whatever the case might be. But you're not allowed to make a bracha, or daven for that matter, right, in general, if one has an urge to go to the bathroom. Not the various different how long or what, when, but be it as a main general, the person feels after use the bathroom, one is not supposed to make a bracha. Now, as far as the question is, one have to dry the hands. Good. I wash negavasa, fine, very good. Could I make the bracha? Do I have to dry my hands? In other words, when it comes to washing for bread, we learned in the past, one makes the bracha of Netilas Yadayim while the hands are still wet. You're supposed to make the bracha while the hands are wet, and then you're supposed to dry your hands. When they make the hamotzi on the bread, the hands are supposed to be, must be dry. You have to make sure the hands are dry. But when you're making the bracha of Netilas Yadayim in conjunction with washing for bread, your hands are supposed to be wet, and then you dry them, and then you make the hamotzi, and then your hands are supposed to be dry. That's basically how it goes. But with negavaser, washing in the morning upon awakening, it is preferable. Mishnah Berurah talks about it. It's preferable to first dry one's hands and then make the bracha. It's preferable, but it's not on the level of whereby, you know, when you're making the hamotzi, your hands must be dry. Over here, it's preferable to dry your hands. If for whatever reason one cannot dry their hands, they can't dry their hands right away, whatever the case is, maybe they don't have something to dry their hands in, whatever the case is. So if for whatever reason they wash negavas and they cannot dry their hands right away, they are allowed to make the bracha of Netilas Yadayim while the hands are still wet. It is allowed. It's preferable to dry your hands, but if you can't, you still would be allowed to make it while the hands are still wet. Okay, that's as far as that. Now, according to the halacha, besides washing one's hands, as we know, you have to wash your hands, right? Which is what we've been talking about. Besides washing one's hands, one should also wash their face. Again, you know, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, al-pi halacha, one should wash their face. Person might say, well, I wash my face anyways, but it's a good thing. You wash your face, do it, and just have in mind. It takes half a second. I have in mind to be mekayim the mitzvah of washing my face. One should also rinse their mouth, right? One's supposed to be al-pi halacha, rinse their mouth also. And again, the same thing. Person say, well, I rinse my mouth anyways every morning. Good. When you do it, just have in mind a half a second. I'm doing it to fill the halacha of rinsing my mouth. Before I go to daven, so what's the reason? Why do I have to wash my face? What do I have to rinse my mouth for? Besides covered up ears or whatever, again, that's a separate thing. But be it as it may, this is in order to show honor to one's creator when we're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? We're going to be talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and davening, brachas, and everything else. So one has to be careful to wash their face and rinse out their mouth. It's a very important thing. And when doing so, you know, even though a person, like we said, is part of the schedule, as they say, you know what I mean? You wake up, you wash your face, you rinse your mouth, whatever the case might be. But be it as it may, it's important to keep in mind, you want to fulfill that mitzvah and you're doing it to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to show him honor when we're going to be talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and davening and brachas and so on. Thank you for listening. Atzlachem Baruch Hu Kol Tuv.